Aleph on top of the page. Choy leitzli evem toy. If you make a chalitza to Yevama, v'nasa achi besachaisa. So Reuven died and he left behind a wife. Hashem gave chalitza to Reuven's wife. V'nasa achi besachaisa. And Levi went ahead and married the sister of that woman who got chalitza. V'meis, and then Levi died, is chaletze v'loy misyav emes. So therefore, Shimon now has to marry Levi's wife, but he can't because she is the sister of the chalutza, the one that he gave chalutza to. So therefore, yeah. This girl was married to Levi, the sister of the one that Shimon gave chalutza to. So he cannot live with her. Achoyz chalutza with the rabbanon is like an achoyz grusha. However, he's supposed to give her chalutza. B'chein likewise. So in this case, he'd give chalutza. Even though it says likewise, not exactly the case. As I'm going to say, Hamagadish is ishtev. Somebody divorces his own wife, and then v'nasa echav is achoisa. Somebody divorces his own wife, and then his brother married the sister of the wife that he divorced. V'mason, that brother died. Now he has to marry the sister of his divorced wife. He can't. He can't marry achoiz grusha. Then harei zep tura. Here's totally potter, even for chalitza, because matoida you can't live with her.
If this grusha dies. If his grusha dies, then can you marry his sister then, after she's died?
Yeah. Yeah. But she's alive. She's an achoiz grusha, and we're telling you how to live an achoiz. It's an isha. Basically, she's an achoiz isha. And achoiz chlutzim the rabban is an achoiz isha.
It's achoiz isha, as long as she's alive, irrespective.
Yeah. I mean, once she's dead, you're allowed to. People do it all the time. Shemeres. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues. What about Shemeres Yavam? Let's say Reuven died, and one of the brothers, Shimon, who was supposed to marry Reuven's wife, went ahead and kiddush achi v'sachaisa. And then let's say what happened that mekadosh Levi went ahead.
So there's a yavama waiting to have yibum mechalitza.
Let's say with Shimon or with Levi, two brothers, and then Levi went ahead and mekadosh her sister.
So now she's achas ishtei
for Levi. I'm sure Reuven said, "I'm the name of Reuven." Say, "I'm Levi." Say, Levi. This brother, if you say to the guy who's waiting, Hampton, wait. We tell Levi, don't go any further. Kedusha, it's not a problem, it's insane. Don't go ahead and marry this woman until Shimon does something with Reuven's wife. Either Yibum or Chalitza. And after you do whatever you want. Yeah, because you are marrying Achois Kukasai. What you're doing, Levi, is wrong because Reuven's wife is attached to you as much as attached to Shimon.
And the other brother.
Yeah, and then if you're going to marry this woman, you're marrying the achois of Skukase, which you shouldn't be doing. Okay, chalas la'achi oy kansa. If Shimon then went ahead and gave chalitza, oh, married her, then yichnei says ishta, then Levi go ahead and marry this woman. Mesa hayivom. And what happens if the woman herself died, Reuven's original wife, originally died, then no problem, Yechidisha. Of course he can marry this woman. Then it's no longer a chois, as a kukos, it isn't a skok anymore. She's dead. What about Meisiyava? What about now? If Levi died, and Levi was engaged to this woman, the sister, and Reuven was married to the other sister, what does Shimon do now? Yoitzias ishte beget. Sorry, Levi was about to get engaged to this woman, and Shimon died. So Reuven's wife is waiting to marry Shimon and Levi. Levi gets engaged to this girl. We tell him to wait. And then Shimon died. Now Levi is engaged to the sister and has a chiv to marry Reuven's wife. What does he do? So his own wife, Yitzis Ishtu Beget, he has to divorce her with a get because Achois Kukasai. But then he cannot marry Reuven's wife either. The age is Ish B'chalitza. He can't marry either because there's a time that she was usher to him. He could have, once he got engaged, even though it was a week, 2 weeks after she could have been married to Levi. But then Levi got engaged with the sister. She became also to Levi. And once she becomes also, the Issa remains. Says the Gemara. Yeah.
Why does the Mishnah change its lashon?
What do you mean?
It starts off with a pasach b'kiddush, the same b'knisa or konsa. Why does it change from kiddush to
koinah? Because of that time frame between the kiddushin and the konsa.
Kodesh means you brought her in.
Kodesh is Nisuyin. Kodesh is Nisuyin.
So Kodesh gave her a
Kedushin. No
a
marriage.
Or a Chayfetz.
Yeah, no marriage.
But you're not living together yet.
No. Because there's no Isser of Achoyz Kukasai with Kedushin. Isser is only the suyin.
And when and it says nosa,
nosa is the suyin. Consummate. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara, my v'chein. What do you mean? They say it's very different. In the first case, you have to tell your chalitza. But in the second case, when the gadash is ishtoi, not chalitza, but gadash is ishtoi, then you, and then he dies over there. There's no chalitza either. Ema abo. You're right. Say it, but hamegadash. There's different. Amar Shlokish says Shlokish says can shon a Rebbe. Here, Rebbe made a comment. Achoyz grusha is midivrei teira, and therefore it's not even chalitza. Achoyz chalitza of the rabbanon, therefore it's chalitza. Shemel yom kiddush. Amar Shmuel says Shmuel. Halacha kedivrei Yehudim say that we tell the brother, why don't you wait? Yisachoyz kukos say wait. Don't proceed with the marriage until somebody does something. You know, your other brother does something with the yivama. Yiboyelu, who asked a question, meisa ishtoi. If his wife dies, ma'u beyevemtei. If, let's say, Levi's wife, the one that he just got engaged to, dies, now can he go ahead and marry Yavama? Because while he was engaged to his wife, he was usher to marry the Yavama. But now that his wife is gone, do we say it was mutter, became usher, and it goes back to the original heter? Or do we say once it became usher, the Asa remains, and he can no longer live with Reuven's wife? How do we view that? Because while he was engaged to this sister, the Isra of Eshes Ach came back without the mitzvah of Yibum. So the Isra of Eshes for Reuven's wife. As far as Levi is concerned, he couldn't live with Reuven's wife because it's the sister of his wife. So the Isra of Eshes Ach came back into play, and Yibum went out. So then, now that his wife disappeared, we say Eshes Ach disappears again, and Yibum comes back. Not once there was a chance to be Yibum, and then you lost it; it doesn't come back again. That's how we. Once it's also Leilam Vod. That's the question.
Even though the
Issa
of Eishes Ach is linked to the fact that she's also
Achay Sishta. Yeah. That even though, that's the question. It is that. So is it Heter, Asa, does the Issa remain, or does it go back to the Heter?
The reason the Issa was Asa is because of Eishes Ach.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Issa,
so then Eishes Ach is gone, you said that the Eishes Ach is gone, but because it's
the Issa is established.
Exactly. So once the Issa is established, does it stay, or does it go away again? Doesn't go away. Actually, Machlek is between Amarayim. It goes back to the original heter in the midst of Yibum, go marry. Shmuel Rabasi Damadei will say Meisa Ishtei Aser Yivamtei. The Easter stays once it's here, it's Aser. Amar Rav said, my time that I was Rav Rav. Why does the Easter go away? When Reuven died, Levi could have married her. Then Vanessa, Levi went ahead and married and got engaged with the sister of the Yivama. So he asked his wife. Then Vechazer Vehutra. Then that woman that died. So now she became Hutra again. Tachzer Leteri. She goes back to the first Het. That's the Svara. No. There's no question that it becomes Aser afterwards. Because this is mamash. There's no Isser Chal Isser. There's no Isser at all. He was able to marry Reuben's wife.
The reason for the Isser is
Reuben. There's no Isser there anymore. It's gone.
So he stopped the ability of this Yibum to go ahead because he married.
So
his
what's the Isser Moisav Al Isser? There's no Isser before. It was Mutter. He created a new Isser.
On her account, a new Isser being Achlois
Ishtar. Achlois exactly. So therefore, it takes away the mitzvah of Yavon, goes back to the Isser of Eishes
Ach. Yes, but now the Eishes Ach is gone.
That's the question. Now the Achoisa is gone. Achoisa is gone. That's the question. By comes to the Din of Yibum, is it only, we had it before a few times, is it only Bishas Nefila or is it an ongoing thing? Talking about a Moser, I'm not known as a question on Rav Shita. We learned before this whole Inyan, we learned Gimel Lachid with three brothers. Beis Nesuyim, Beis Nechai, two brothers, two married, two sisters. The Echem moves, one guy was free. Meis echem nebalei achoyz of Reuven or Shimon. Let's say Reuven dies, Levi can marry, no problem. But also b'mufne ma'imben, Levi went ahead to the ma'imben. And then v'achem meis achem v'ashen and Shimon die. Now you got a problem because it's now two sisters. V'achem meis ishtoi. If then what happened was Reuven's wife died. Do we say that's when Shimon died, Shimon's wife could not live with Levi because she was a sister of his kuka, right? The one he gave ma'imben to. But now that's kuka. Now that Reuven's wife died, do we say Shimon's wife become mutter again because it was us and it came mutter or not? I make isha achav oisei vam b'chelezi. It says the finish of Mishnah there. Once it's us, it's us. No, it's not. It all matters b'shas nefila. When she became available, that moment was a mutter or not? So luchayi, we see once it's us, it's us. V'may teviki vam b'shutra v'nesa v'chazu hutra according to Yurav. If something was us, became mutter. If something was mutter, became us. Then because that isha is gone, it should go back mutter again. Tachze lehetayi, it should go back to the first hetter. Ishtik. Rava didn't have an answer. That was Rav Nunan's question. Rava didn't have an answer. Lebus and nothing. Then after Rav Nun walked out of the room, Amar Rav said to himself, "Why didn't I answer him? Amaylo Amart." He's saying to himself, "Amaylo Amarto Amarti." Probably should say Amarti. Amaylo. Oh, Amri Le. Why didn't I answer him? I should have answered him. I didn't think of it. That the Rabbi Lazari, that this is actually Machlekes Tanayin Rav and Chachamim, and this Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar. What's the case there? If Amar, he holds Kivan Sha'amda Alav, if since there was a one moment, Sha'achas Be'isa, there's one moment that there were us, Nesra Alav Elamis, it becomes Asa forever. Once it was Asa for a moment, it's Asa forever. Yeah. We're talking over here, let's say Shimon divorced his wife. If Shimon divorced his wife, Levi couldn't marry her. You're not allowed to marry the divorce of your brother. Then Shimon remarried her. And then Shimon died. Is there a mitzvah yavam here or not? Chacham said yes, because now she was back married to her. And the blessed no. Since there's a time that this woman was asked to you, once it was an Issa, the Issa never goes away. And since when she was divorced 6 months ago, she was asked to you as a grusha zach, so therefore it remains asa. So we see Rabbi Lazar holds a comment that once something is asa forever, and that's this Mishnah Gimel Achav and Suyin Rabbi Lazar could have answered that simple, and Rav follows Rabban.
You replace one Issa with the other.
What else?
Aishas ach, then she becomes grusha zach. Then she becomes aishas ach.
That's the mitzvah of Yom. Yisrael Yom is there to take away aishas ach. That's not a problem. That's the shayla. That's the thing. She became, so Rabban says she's mutter now. However, Rabban says since before that she was a time that she was asked to remains asa.
That's interesting because. Well,
Hachoyah,
is not
Hachoyah, Hachoyah,
is it
that's
the
mitzvah
of
yeah.
The Grush is a different status to an actual
there's a certain removal exactly. from the
but this woman was Asa to you, the Issa doesn't go away. That's what Abulaz is saying. Exactly. Exactly. The brother took it away, yeah. Yeah, but not the brother. Not to a brother.
Because in a sense,
Grush
is the kind of.
Grush is Asa als Eishazach. The Issa of Grusha Zach is Eishas Zach. You know,
that's not an Eishas Zach.
Yeah, that part lingers on.
Yeah, but the part doesn't linger on when the brother dies and you can no
her. Yeah, that's different.
So
yeah.
It says, V'kors of law say for Christus. Christus with Taish in the Gemara there means cut off.
Yeah, exactly,
cancer.
Except this. Still also well, the Kravis.
As long as you read the fine print, huh?
That's right. Yeah. Hodrama. Then Rabbi said to himself, it's a good thing I didn't answer it, because maybe I'm wrong. When did Rabbi say, why don't you say, when did he say, that but she was not drove before the time when she fell to you, she became also before she fell to him, the whole story of Grusha before. Over here in our story here, when Reuben died, she could have married Levi for 3 weeks. Then Levi did some stupidity and decided to get engaged with her sister. So, after when this Yavama thing came up, she was mutter to Levi. Then he did something else afterwards. And then that thing he did afterwards removed. So maybe the Hetedish goes back. It's different than the Abelazar case they were. From the beginning, it was a problem. It was, besides being Ezra Yavama, it's also Grusha's Ach. Yeah. Then he said, no, in. I should have said it. So it's interesting what Rav was going back and forth in his mind.
So in other words, a guy who
divorce, yeah. Exactly. Well, if she's prepared to go through the whole thing and go marry him back to you again.
Yiddish Lamazel couldn't find another girl in the whole stot. He has to get his brother's ex-wife.
And the only two Yiddish Afrum girls in town.
Make such a break in the family.
Then we're right. Because Vatani, we tackle it. But I said, Abba Lozer, I'm Mesa, Yevemtai. Mesa, she died. Yevemtai, Mute, Beishtai. If he died, is Yevemte Mutter Beishtai? The Yevemte Mutter and his wife, Mesa Ishtai. If the wife died, Oisi Yevameh, Chaylatzev Elay Mis Yavemes. So we see here as well that Rabbi Lazar himself holds that even though the Issa didn't start from the beginning, in this case, in our case here, it started later on. You know, as Levi married the woman after the Yevameh was available. Nevertheless, he says that if the Yavama dies, Reuven's wife dies, go ahead and marry the sister that you got engaged to. If his wife died, Rabbi Lazar says, don't marry Reuven's wife. It's far found. So we'll see if clear from here. Even though she was mutter, the Issa only came in afterwards. Once it's Issa, the Issa remains. So I was right. I could have said that. I was like, Rabbi Lazar. that Isra remains the Isra remains the Eilam Vod. Shmuel holds like a blazer. So the Gemara, the lame Shmuel, but I've asked him, "Can I blazer? Are you telling me that Shmuel is like a blazer? That's Yachid." The Gemara, "Nay, I feel them in Rabbanah." Shmuel can say, "I hold like Rabban. I can't be Rabban. Let Rabban lazer." When do they argue? Ela Meshulam in the field of Eilich Lemitzer Layu. When do they argue in the case over there? Because even though originally she was divorced and there was Asa, but after she remarried Shimon, and then Shimon died, there was no reason for Issa. So from the moment of the field onwards, everything is mutter. That's why Avol Hocha the Itzer Afil Rabban Moedu over here. So over there, the Rabban argued because when Shimon remarried and Shimon died, there was no new Issa that came into play. What other Issa is there? Now she's mutter, so therefore the Chum say totally mutter. But in our case, the Issa that Levi did came after she became a Yivamba. She was a Yivamba after Reuven died. She was available to Levi. 3 weeks later, Levi decided to get engaged with
the
sister. The other way around. Shmuel says that everyone will agree in our case is a problem because it was mutter, and then you brought the Issa. You canceled. Once you cancel the heter, how does it come back? You need a trigger to bring it back. What's the trigger? With this Reuven's wife. Reuven's wife's sister is not a trigger. You need something with Reuven's relationship with Reuven's wife. In the case of their arguing, Shimon divorced her, then married her again after he married her a second time. Everything is all right. And then when he died, the mitzvah even came in. There's no other issue that's at play over here. So I'm going to say she's mutter. But in our case over here, after she became Yivam available to you, you did something to remove it. How does it get mutter again? Next Mishnah. Says Mishnah, now a nudin, a Yivam should not go ahead and receive chalitza or yibamah 3 months after expire. Because we need to know whose child. And the obvious question is, why, when it comes to chalitza, what do you have to wait 3 months for? Chalitza, you're not marrying her, you're divorcing her. So who cares? We'll soon see. Likewise, kol shar nashim, any other woman, lo yis arsu, any other woman should not get engaged, but lo yin nasu, and nor should they get married. They should have wait 3 months. 3 months. Echad the besulas from a previous arrangement. Whether they're a psula, echad beulas, whether they're beulam. I'm going to explain all this. The echad grushes, whether divorced, echamon, the widow, echad nesuyas, echad arusas, whether they were engaged before, they were married before.
If she's a psula, what do you have to wait 3 months for?
That's the matter we'll talk about. Buna says. Excepting Yehuda. Abihuda says, Hanesuyas, if they actually get married, then these are so they can get engaged straight away, but they got to wait 3 months to get married. Barusa, they were engaged, and then the husband died, you know, so they can marry straight away because nothing happened. Chutzman, Arusa should be Yehuda. Except those who came from Yehuda, because we're learning Ksuvah, then Yehuda over there, they used to encourage the Chas and Kala to have a relationship while they were a Chas and Kala, so when they get married, they should be on good terms. Oh. They should leave a Gaspar. They were really good and nice, very warm to each other.
So
yesterday, Mommy Lisa. Well, yeah.
Whatever.
Comes along.
Negative,
sorry.
He's saying they've been drugged him out.
Yes, we'll see. Yes.
He's a bit too friendly with his car.
That was the meaning of Malcolm. And they talks about by Ksuba, when Ksuba kicks in by Edison and by Nasun. So in Yehuda, it's by Edison. Okay. Rabbi Yossi said, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, that if they were only engaged, she can get married. She can get married. And even if they were married, she can get engaged. And we're not worried if we allow them to get engaged, they're going to get married. But I'll tell you what, I disagree with you. Between an almana and a grusha. I said, any woman can get engaged. I believe that an almana should not get engaged straight away. There's 30 days that she has to wait. Till Avelis is over. So the Gemara, Bishleim Elotis, you have to understand what? You got to wait 3 months. Should be a worried about the child. Whose child is it? Maybe the child will live. And then the question is, if there was a child, maybe it was Reuven's child. If it was Reuven's child, then you had no right to marry her because there's no mitzvah Yibum then. And it's a big problem. So if a kapaga be Isha's Achadaraisa, well, where you might be even Isha's, so we say, wait, fine. Elay Sachlis, why shouldn't do Chalitza? Amai, why not? Who cares? Why should you do chalitza? Now, what happens if you wait 3 months? It turns out to be that if she was not pregnant, no, she'll marry anybody she wants. Turns out to be she was pregnant, so obviously she can marry anybody she wants, and your chalitza was meaningless. The only possible reason why we don't want you to do chalitza is because maybe she turned to be pregnant, and then the pregnancy doesn't work out, And the chalitza that you did while she was pregnant doesn't work. Even though later on it revealed to us it should have worked, it doesn't. The raya to the shlokish who holds we had before in the vlamates that we had before that the chalitza were better, it's loishma chalitza. Lema, let us say, to have it to you, to the Rabbi Eichon, the Omar, he said, chalitza were better, shma chalitza. And he clearly is not. So the Gemara of Elav Mi Yisrin Rabbi Yechon Chazim Mori asked question. We already rejected Rabbi Yechon. We actually passed this lock. What do you want? The Leim Ha Namid. I mean to say, let's ask another question Rabbi Yechon from here. We're like, no, we don't want to ask a question from here because it's not really a strong question. Why? Hachan a time? You know why? Kashem a year. We're not worried that maybe the child won't last and the chalitza therefore is not going to be affected. We're worried about Shem Yevlab Ben Kayama. We're worried the child will last. Now, if the child will last, that means she's not a chalutza.
No, the chalutza
can't take place.
She's
a living with
legally.
Therefore, we're now going to make an announcement. Before, we all thought she received chalitza, she can't marry a kohen, she's like a divorcee. Now, it turned out to be the chalitza was a sham, and she's really a widow, that she could marry a kohen. So we need to make an announcement. Freddie Gemara, Nuvin, it's a big deal, make an announcement. Dilma, we're worried. Ika, the Havi Bechalitza, there were those people who were there who saw the Chalitza, witnessed it, Havi Bechalitza, they weren't around when they made the Chalitza. Come a couple of years later, they see that this woman married a coin. They go, oh, didn't realize the Chalitza is a lot of married coin. And they go around the tripasa of the Kuhuna. Says the Gemara, I understand. Taina Chalmon, okay, I understand Amon, we don't want her to go through chalitza because she's a lot of married kohen and she's going to cause a problem. They're not married kohen, they will marry kohen, people make mistakes. Oh, but Grusha make a marriage. She was a divorcee before. So even if no mistake can happen because anyway she cannot marry kohen. So since she cannot marry kohen, then what's the big deal? Let's give her chalitza. What's wrong with giving her chalitza? I think what I'm sure the mafsal mazain is another issue here. If you give a chalitza, calls man, she doesn't have chalitza the first 3 months, she's entitled to eat food from her husband's estate. The moment she gets chalitza, she no longer has any ties to her husband's estate. So therefore, why should she lose out? Since she can't get married anyway, who's going to provide for those 3 months? She can't get married. In those days, there's no welfare system, unemployment benefits. What's she going to do? It's not fair.
If she gets chalitza, she can talk about her original husband?
If there is money, yeah. Of course she gets a chalitza.
That comes out before the Yerusha.
We had before, Cape of Reuven's estate. Yeah, Mazainis. Or she doesn't want to eat up. She doesn't want to eat up her ksuva right now. Ksuva is a little mum. She the mafsal mazainis. She has another benefit. She can eat mazainis. Let us stay married for 3 months. Let us stay in the yavama for 3 months. Says you want to invite her. Teinach. Okay, makes sense. Nesuya makes sense if she was married. But if she's married, she's entitled to mazainis. I understand why you wanted to hold on for 3 months. But if she only sachak was engaged, so then if the husband died, she's not entitled to no ksuvah, not entitled to mazainis, entitled to nothing. And if she was a grusha, she didn't have much luck. She was divorced once, then she married somebody else, and the guy died while she was engaged. But still, while she's engaged, there's no benefit in holding on for 3 months. And what do you give her chalitza straight away? And what are you worried about? Chalitza is a valid chalitza. What are you worried about if she had kids and people might make a mistake of a coin? She can't marry a coin anyway. She's a grusha. What problem can arise? Tanya, another reason altogether. Rabbi Yossi said a rule. The rule is that the only time you can do your chalitza is if you can do yibum. If you cannot do yibum, you don't have the option of marriage, you don't have the option of chalitza. So there's a story about the person, Shibboleth, when they came for Rabbi Yossi, Amalei, Ma'u Lach, with a gimel, can I make chalitza within the 3 months? Amalei, like tachas, no, you can't. What's wrong? Why can't I? Kodol of Mikrezes, Rabbi Yossi explained to him, based on the following pasuk, it says in the pasuk, Ve'im lo yachpet, when do you give chalitza? If the man refuses to marry me, then I give chalitza. So when he has a choice to marry me, and Lepoili can't, so he doesn't want to, so then you give chalitza. But if the guy can't marry me, there's no option of chalitza. Since the first 3 months he can't marry you, we don't allow him to, so you shouldn't have the option of chalitza either.
According to Rabbi Yossi, you can't do chalitza in the first 3 months?
Sorry?
You cannot perform chalitza in the first 3 months, according to
him. That's right. That's what I was saying. Like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says also, loy chalitza lemis yavmas for 3 months. Now we're explaining what's taka de svara, because since you cannot do yibum, you cannot do chalitza. The two are linked together. Okay, we're right. Ha'im chafetz yavim. Or if he wants to give him kol ha'il yibum chalitza, and he said the rule, whoever shayit yibum shayit chalitza, that's his reason. Mosi v'Rav Chinen. Rav Chinen has a question. What are you talking about? I'll show you examples where you do chalitza, even though you can't do yivam. For example, hasfekis. What happens if there was a suffix, you marry one of these two sisters and you don't know which one you marry? Reuven was married to one of these two sisters, you don't know which one. So now there's a mitzvah, and you don't know there's a mitzvah of yivam, but which one? Because one of them, if you marry the wrong one, you're marrying the achois zukukasei. What do you do? So it says, chotzlem is yabmas. No, his kaleh, he can't marry either one, and yet what are we telling him to do? Give chalitza. You just lay down a rule when there's no shaykh, not shaykh yivam. There's no shaykh chalitza, not shaykh chalitza. Hey, klaus, not shaykh yivam. Because you can't marry them, and yet it is chalitza. So Gemara explains. When it says sfeikas, what do you think the sfeikas is? My sfeikas. Ilema sfeik kedushin. Here we're talking about what? Let's say through kedushin, you don't know if it was closer to her or not. Amai lema siyama. What's the big deal? Bimi yam, this yama gaklum. What do you care if you go ahead and marry her? Manushach. If your brother wasn't married just as a friend of a woman, why can't you marry her? And if your brother was married just as a yivama, what's the big deal? El Lav, I'll tell you what the sfeikas was. She kiddush achas m'shtei achois. There were two sisters there. Reuven gave kiddushin to one of them through a shliach, let's say, and then the shliach died. You don't know which one it was. Many days a man, each one claims it was me. Kiddush, uktani, and yet it says, choyletzes? That's your question, yeah? If that's your question, hochi hashtu, how can you compare the two cases? Hasim over there, the only, we don't know. The mitzvah of Yibu Mishayich over there, whoever was married to Reuven, you should marry. The reason why you can't marry them is because you don't know which one was married to Reuven. The problem is in us. If Eliyahu would come today and tell us the Matthias that Reuven was married to Leah, then you would marry Leah. If Reuven was married to Rachel, you marry Rachel. The problem is we don't know. So over there, in theory, Yibu Mishayich, but we probably won't allow him. So therefore, Chalitza also is Shayich. Im Yov Eliyahu, the Ha Kiddush Bas Chalitza V'Yim Mishayich. Hoch over here, Im Yov Eliyahu. Over here, we made a psak that for 3 months we don't want Yibum. That's the din. The reason is because we don't know the child, whose child it is, if there's a child. But we don't want, that's halach, we don't Yibum. But yeah, man, let's say a little came along and says, the holy Yabla, she's definitely not pregnant. Me, Mashgiach, baby, will we listen and remove the din? No, the din remains intact. The din is that for 3 months you cannot marry anybody. That's a din. We said before, even an Arusa. Even Arusa, she was engaged to Reuven and definitely has no children. The din is, that's the din. 3 months you have to wait. So it's not because we don't know. That's the halacha. Oh, that's halacha. You can't have Yibum, then you can't have Chalitza either. Because Yibum and Chalitza are linked together. Where there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. That's the Svara, Rabbi Yochanan says. Why you do say Gilam is... No, that was Rabbi Yochanan. Shlokish doesn't believe in it. We pass on the Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Im Yov Eliyo, and tell us that she isn't pregnant. Therefore, Chaylitz... If you would have told us, now, had we known right now that she wasn't pregnant, the Chaylitz would have been good. So therefore, even though we didn't know, we thought she was pregnant, if the child didn't make it, Lemafreya, it is good. That's Rabbi Yochanan. The Shlokish says, no such thing, Im Yov Eliyo. No such thing. No, because the halacha. Once you make a halacha, that becomes... So he concludes the raya. Hok Tana, a young girl, the lab basi, but he can't become pregnant. Still, for 3 months, why? That's the halacha. So that Eliyahu wouldn't make a difference here whatsoever. So we learned. Yevame, shloish chadoshim. The first 3 months after her husband dies, nizayin is mishal bal. She gets fed from the husband's estate. She's kukula yavam, and this is written in the ksuv. The ksuv says that the husband takes care of the wife after he passes away. Yeah, while she's a man, mikan ve'elech. We'll see later. Almana, she still gets fed from the husband up to 25 years. Mikan ve'elech, 25 years. Mikan ve'elech. From here on in, or tell she classic ksuv. From here on in, einan is einan. She doesn't get fed. Le mishabal, not from the husband's estate anymore. Or nor mishal yavam. The Yavam doesn't, you know, dilly dally, doesn't do anything, too bad. He's not Mukhoyev. He doesn't Yash until he marries her. Let's say that exactly, stays in limbo. Omad Bedin, let's say they went to Din Taylor. She took her husband to Taylor. He wanted the Yavam to either marry me or something. He took her to Din Taylor. And the guy ran away. And the Bezin Paskin, yes, Shimon, you got to marry her and take care of her. And then he ran away. Then there's in which the Yavim. The Bezin will go into the state and take whatever it is they have to take. What happens is she has to wait for a brother who's not bar mitzvah yet, so she just hangs around. From her, from the husband, obviously she doesn't have anything because he's under bar mitzvah here. She has no responsibilities. What about the Baalmai? What about the husband's estate? Because we said before only 3 months, but here she can't do anything. She's stuck. She's stuck. She can't marry anybody because she needs a chalitza, chugiyavim, and the kid is on the bar mitzvah, so he's not mechuyev at all. So what does she do?
She has to wait.
Nothing. He's not going to talk to you.
She has to wait 5-10 years till he grows up.
So the Gemara says a very sad Gemara. First of all, said plea, but a bachelor being a chadum isle. She had chadum lesla. Here is a lesla. So not fair. She's not that fair. Yeah, why don't you say that you continue eating from her husband's estate? But look at the Vart's Vart. Gemara Svara. Mishamaya Kansu. Who killed the husband? Abishta. Worked out with Abishta. Very difficult to understand. Here you have a Besson who deals with realities of life. And this woman has nowhere to eat. And there's no man who will take care of her because you can't marry anybody except this kid who's 9 years old. Good couple of months. Very hard to understand.
2 lines ago, rejected the Shema Yovel Eliyahu. This is the Metzias. And here, we're saying, yeah, Abishta killed him, no worries.
Very hard to understand.
Exactly, I mean, because you've got to see.
But she needs to eat. She needs to eat, and her husband put her in this situation. Yeah, to help her out.
Help her out. You know, he'll come up with suggestions.
It's for her protection.
Whatever all these other solutions
are. Yeah. I'm saying it's not the husband's responsibility. The Abishad, the Mishmaya Kunsula. And not the Mishmaya Kunsula, as if the reason why the husband died is your fault. That's it. We're saying it. Make her feel guilty. Yeah.